Welcome to Jacob's Well and to the year 2012, and also happy eighth day of Christmas to you all. As Mike has mentioned, Christmas continues after the day of Christmas, even 12 days beyond that, and so we're continuing to celebrate together. We're glad you're here this morning. My name is Micah Thomas, and I have the privilege of kind of helping guide our worship time this morning. Certainly, it's a little different for me. Mike's here on the floor, and I'm speaking for some reason today, but I'm excited to be able to share this time with you. And this might be a little bit different or new for some of us, and so I'm glad that we can share it together. If you've ever been on pilgrimage with our church before in August, we all head down south of the city to this place called Youth Front, where I happen to also work. But we participate in this thing during that weekend known as fixed hour prayer or the daily offices. And this is something that has become a rich part of my own life over the last 6 or 7 years, and something that we're going to get to kind of try again together as a church this morning in maybe a just slightly adapted way. So I mentioned I also work for Youth Front, which is, you know, basically just a church assisting ministry, but my role there is to direct a high school summer camp for kids. This idea of fixed hour prayer, of joining together, not just unto ourselves, but engaging in scripture and praying in a way that engages us with the larger church. These prayers that have been handed down to us from the church of old, and also these scriptures that we come by either through the lectionary or other sources help connect us with other churches. We've been doing this during the summer with kids and have seen how people, young and old, but for me in the summer with kids, latch onto this idea and this thing that becomes a part of us that we can internalize, that we have set periods throughout our day or throughout our week in the midst of our busyness to stop and to be still a little bit. And so, again, we'll have the opportunity to try that out as a group today. And this isn't something that's just here in our part of the world. I had the privilege of traveling to France a couple of summers ago to a small, really kind of countryside rural town called Taizé, which is also now kind of known as this community at Taizé that's been around for about 70 years, was started just by a person who wanted a place to pray and wanted a community to do that with. And so I visited there, and the way it is today is that all that they do is have these times of prayer. They pray right before breakfast in the morning, right before lunch, and kind of midday, and then in the evening. And then they share meals together, they work together, and study scripture. And currently they welcome about 6,000 people from all over the world into their community each week, especially during the summer, which is kind of their high time. So this is something that people, when they get a glimpse of, can really be a very meaningful, important thing in their lives. We're seeing this kind of happen around the world. And so I'm excited to be able to share that with you all today. It's also something that, as just our kind of office staff at Youth Front, during our day, we share together. And so at 11:45, rather than just kind of finish up our work and head to lunch, we kind of suspend what we're doing. We go and meet together. And so this is also something that if you connect with or if you find it's helpful for you to kind of stop in the midst of what you're doing, as we will today, as you know, we're kind of stopping at the beginning of our year rather than just rushing into resolutions and plans and things to get done. If you find this is useful, there's so many different resources that you can find. I can help you with that, where you can do by yourself or with a small group of people. So I'd encourage you to seek after that if you find you connect. And so this morning, again, we have the opportunity to stop. We'll pray together, we'll listen, we'll reflect, be still, and wait for the Lord in this place. And I want to recognize here, especially at 9 and 11 in the mornings, that there's a lot of kids that come, and we do not have our kids' community today, but I think that's a beautiful thing. Even though there's a tension in this space when we're all together with kids, I'm going to try and ease some of that turmoil that parents might feel with having to corral children in this space. Because I think it is important to have these cognitive and developmentally appropriate spaces for our kids to learn, and we do that really well at Jacob's Well. But I think there's also a lot of value in these shared worship experiences together. Even as they may seem more chaotic, you might remember we find Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2 as a young boy in the temple with older people, and he's listening and asking questions. And it's not that this came through like a carefully crafted children's time for Jesus to go and be a part of. It was just that there were adults that were available and open to share an experience with a child in their midst. And so I think there is meaning in having these shared experiences together, even though they may be a little more chaotic or loud or hard to focus. That's okay. And so I also want to, I guess, humbly recognize that as a mother or father holding a one-year-old or a three-year-old or a six-year-old on your lap this morning, that you might look at me and say, "You have no idea what you're talking about. You have no idea what this is like." To which I say, that's true, that's fair, you're right. I don't have any children, but nevertheless, I think there is space for all of us here. And I want you to hear that children belong in this space as much as they belong in children's community and learning and growing in that way, that this is an important space for us as well. And so I want to free parents from being concerned that your kids are making a scene or say that, you know, you don't even have to excuse yourself if your children are simply being children in this space. We want this to be a space where we all belong and feel welcome, and I actually believe and truly believe that this can begin with how we engage our children in this space. So this morning, all together, we will continue in singing worship songs, as we already have, in a beautiful, different kind of way. We'll also participate in several prayers and declarations of our faith that you'll find on the screens. We'll engage in scripture by listening this morning, and we'll have the chance to spend some time quietly reflecting together as we kind of engage in a new year. So at this time, we often stand and greet one another, and we'll just suspend that for 1 week. You'll get to meet people around you as we normally do, but today, just as it's kind of a different day, we're going to join together in this call to worship, this time that I have engaged with you in just now. We call our call to worship. There's announcements that happen usually, but this is a way for us to focus in and to become a body together as we kind of orient ourselves towards God this morning. So let's join together in this call to worship. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. Out of the depths, I have cried to you.
O Lord, hear our voice.
With my whole heart, I want to praise you.
O Lord, hear our voice.
If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in God's word do I hope. Amen. I've never been very good at making or keeping New Year's resolutions. Anybody with me? I don't necessarily think they're a bad idea. I just find that I'm not the kind of person that knows how to create or responds well to these ambitious plans to do something new, to break a habit, or to form a new one. I think it has something to do with perspective, and I'm just not wired that way. I don't know if I've ever even thought about making a New Year's resolution. It just seems like something so foreign to me. But we all know stories, of course, of people that have made resolutions and have the best intentions, but they end up lasting maybe one day or 1 week, or if you really committed and bought a gym membership, maybe 1 month, right? Sometimes I think that resolutions are our way of co-opting God into something we want for ourselves, instead of listening for the Holy Spirit in our lives, or doing the harder work of learning to recognize God's activity or voice when it's present. Often we have trouble waiting for the Lord. We just jump ahead and do our thing, and we're ambitious, and we have a plan and we go after it, but we don't wait for the Lord. We've been learning over the last many weeks here at Jacob's Well the story of God through his interaction with Abraham and Sarah in the process of blessing, barrenness, and birth. We've seen that even in the midst of human impatience and faithlessness, that God is faithful to bring about what God promises. In Genesis 17, you'll remember, and as Isaac pointed out a few weeks ago, when God says to Abraham that by this time next year, Sarah would be giving birth to a son, God follows through with his word. And so today, in a similar way, we have the opportunity to ask God the question for ourselves. By this time next year, Who knows what God may have done for you or for me in our lives? Who knows? The question is, are you opening yourself today to hope? Because the reality is that God keeps showing up, not just in this one instance for Abraham and Sarah, but for Elizabeth, for Mary, for you, and for me, saying that by this time next year, you will have a record of my faithfulness. This is what God does. You'll find when you came in and got your bulletin and here on the screens in a few minutes, there's some questions that we're going to spend some time considering this morning. We're going to break this into two phases, and so we'll begin with the first one. I'll transition us when it's time for the second phase. And I want to recognize first that this can be a difficult exercise. We'll begin by kind of thinking through our last year of our lives. And lots of times when our lives are just going at their normal pace, we're able to kind of keep some painful things or some things that we prefer not to remember or think about in some other part of our brain. And when we actually are confronted with a time of stillness, of silence, those things can kind of creep back in. And I'm actually asking that we retell those stories silently to ourselves, that you remember both the difficult things and the struggles of your last year and also the things that have been wonderful and good in your life. If you're a journaler, or if you want to use the space there in the bulletin to write some things down, I think that's a great idea. Or if you prefer to just think silently and consider these questions, that's certainly a good option as well. So again, we're going to consider what has happened during this last year in your lives, and specifically the two questions that I'd like for you to ponder for the next few minutes silently is, how have you experienced barrenness, pain, or suffering in this last year of your life? And also, how have you experienced God's grace, blessing, or unexpected gifts? Let's share this time together.
Thank you.
Let's take the opportunity now to sit a little longer and continue to wait for the Lord. The next couple of questions are going to direct us to consider the coming year and how God might be working to establish a record of God's faithfulness in our lives. Take time to consider your relationships, your work, the things that you completely lose track of time doing, and the things that you've left undone. And spend time considering and asking God the following questions. What is God working to restore or make right in your life? How might God be blessing you in order to be a blessing to others? Let's continue with our time.
Thank you.
As we conclude this reflection time, we'll move to the next piece, which is called A Declaration of Faith. And this is a way for us as one body to express what we believe together because of who God is. Let's join in declaring this together. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. I can't think of a better way to begin our new year together than by celebrating and remembering the work of Jesus on our behalf. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul describes it this way: "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" At Jacob's Well, we practice an open table and welcome all to come forward and celebrate communion. We do this by coming forward once the servers are in place here, from the back to the front, beginning in the balcony, and invite you to come and proclaim the Lord's death until he comes by breaking off a piece of bread and dipping it in the cup. For those of you who may need gluten-free bread this morning, that option will be available for you at the server nearest the piano. Let's come now and participate in communion together. Would you please listen and respond to our benediction, declaring the words on the screen? Go in peace in the knowledge of God's power. Go in confidence in the knowledge of God's strength. Go in joy in the knowledge of God's love. Go into the world, dance, laugh, sing, and create.
We go with the assurance of God's blessing.
Go into the world, risk, explore, discover, and love. Go into the world, believe, hope, struggle, and remember.
We go with the assurance of God's love.
Thanks be to God. Would you join hands with the person next to you and sing our benediction?